You're welcome back and thanks for being with us on this holiday Monday. We're going to get more now on the news that an Irish woman is among eight people kidnapped from an orphanage near the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Gina Herity is originally from Westport in County Mayo. The charity she works for says it remains hopeful that all of those taken will be returned safely. Now, Haiti is one of the world's poorest countries and criminal gangs there have a record of abducting people in order to get money for weapons. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been finding out more. Helen, as of now, what do we know?
Well, Rachel, Gina Herity works at the Sainte Hélène Orphanage in Kenscough in Haiti. It's close to the capital, Port-au-Prince. And according to the mayor of Kenscough, Miss Herity was among seven workers taken from the facility yesterday. A three-year-old child was also taken. It's understood no ransom requests have been made at this stage. French news agency AFP is reporting that Miss Herity called the organisation she works for early yesterday to confirm she was among those kidnapped. And a spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it is aware of Miss Herity's case and is providing consular assistance.
Gina Herity would be fairly well known in this country. She's been a guest on this programme and on many others down the years.
Yes, she went to Haiti in 1993 and for over 30 years now she's dedicated her life to volunteering there. She's received humanitarian awards for her work with marginalised children, including the Red Cross Humanitarian of the Year. She's also highlighted the plight of people in Haiti across the media. She's spoken to RT, as you said, to RT News, including this programme. In 2023, she spoke on Miriam Meets and she spoke about how she ended up in Haiti.
The organisation I work for, it's called Our Little Brothers and Sisters, would be the English translation. When I was in Dublin, one of the volunteers from there was home on holidays and I met with her and she said, we have a home where we have children that have been abandoned or children that come from very difficult circumstances and we have a number of children with disabilities, special needs, that have been abandoned and we want to start a home for them. And so she asked me, would I be interested in coming and working with her? I said, absolutely. I said, I don't have any experience. And she said, well, you've worked in Simon Community and you'll be fine. So we went there and met the children. And from day one, it was like, this is going to be my home. Now, these children had been abandoned, typically in hospitals, because in Haiti, there are no services, pretty much no services, there's no social welfare. And you have to try and imagine somebody with a child with severe disabilities. They don't have access to health care. They don't have access to wheelchairs. They don't have... So many times they're abandoned and they're abandoned not because the parents don't care about them, but because they don't have the resources. So they ended up in our organization. And so we started growing the program then and providing the services for them. And my basic rule of thumb was if I was in the place of this child, what would I want? And from there, then we grew and developed our therapy services, our education services and went on from there.
Gina Herity and Helen, she did also speak in that interview about being aware of the dangers in Haiti.
Yeah, she was very aware on that programme. She spoke in particular about the dangers of kidnapping as well.
I mean, there are more kidnappings in Haiti than anywhere else in the world at the moment, as far as I understand. So everybody is pretty much traumatised because you don't know when you get in your car in the morning or that you're going to make it to work safely. And you worry about people. And we know lots of people that have been kidnapped. We know people that have been shot. We know people that have had guns pulled on them. We know people that have been kidnapped and they haven't come back, you know. So it is a very difficult time right now. And violence all over the place, you know.
Do you worry about that? I mean... For yourself, for the other people you work with?
I worry about the people that I work with. Do I worry about myself? No. And I mean, that's not to say that, oh, you know, I think I'm, you know, nothing will happen to me. No. But I think if I was a worrier, I wouldn't be able to do what I do every day. I wouldn't get in the car. So, I mean, I get in the car when we have our home in the mountains and then we have our rehab center, which is about an hour and a half drive away. And I'm very aware that going from A to B, something can happen. But if it happens, it happens. I'm not going to be worrying about it beforehand.
That was Gina Herity speaking 2 years ago to Miriam O'Callaghan. Helen, what's the reaction been here since this news emerged this morning?
Well, the Irish branch of the organisation that runs the facility from where she was kidnapped has said they remain hopeful for her safe return. In a statement, the Little Brothers and Sisters organisation said it is aware of the serious security incident that occurred yesterday at their Sainte Hélène property in Haiti. It said the incident's under assessment and they said they would comment further when more details are confirmed. In a statement, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, also said he had spoken to Gina Herity's sister and assured her that all is being done to ensure Gina's release. He described the situation as deeply worrying. He said that Gina has served the people of Haiti for over 30 years, and he said she has dedicated her life to supporting the most vulnerable people in Haiti. He said it is imperative that she is released immediately, and he said that no stone will be left unturned to ensure that she and her colleagues are released.
Helen, many thanks. Our reporter, Helen Donoghue.